Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Once the powerhouse or engine of Europe, now Germany is not in a good place economically. GDP shrank again in the second quarter, and all the certainties which drove the German economy appear to be dissolving, such as China is no longer snapping up luxury German exports, and the Americans are slapping tariffs on German cars and steel. So what can the newly elected Friedrich Merz do as chancellor to turn things around? Michael Harbisch is from Cantor Fitzgerald in Frankfurt and joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, Joe. Good morning from Frankfurt.
Now, set out for us what is going on with the German economy at the moment.
Yeah, it looks like the German industry is in decline, and it's rather structural, not cyclical. Six years of stagnation. 2 years, 2023, 2024, of recession. Industrial production in June fell again by 1.9% versus May to a level as low as during the COVID period. We lost 51,000 jobs in the automotive sector alone. That's a 7% cut in 1 year. As I said, no longer a downturn, structural erosion. Machine builders lost jobs, 17,000. Metal production lost 12,000 jobs. That was once the backbone of Germany's industrial might, and it is eroding. The only thing that looks rather stable right now is chemicals and pharma. That's likely due to a stronger IP protection. Global margins are fine, and there is obviously less exposure to China and EV disruption, as you mentioned. So exports are faltering. US and China seems to be something of double trouble right now. We have to see how basically the champions like VW and Mercedes that are caught in that crossfire, squeezed from both east and west, are going to come out of that.
Yeah.
So Friedrich Merz, has a couple of things on his cheat, coming out of the summer doldrums and holiday periods. And we'll have to see how he challenges that.
He seems to have spent quite a bit of time since becoming chancellor in March with international affairs, be that Israel or Ukraine, and maybe not as much time on domestic affairs.
That is absolutely correct, Joe. And now he has to face the real problems here. The media is absolutely focused on that. There's a toxic mix of high energy costs, bureaucracy overburden, and obviously weak demand that he needs to challenge.
Are there any easy solutions, though? And in other words, is there any easy thing or low-hanging fruit, as we would say, that he could pick?
There is no easy fix to it, but there are couple of fixes, basically. His economics minister, Katharina Reiche, she's already challenging the Energiewende, as we call it, the greening of the energy generation. As you all know, we shut down the nuclear power plants in Germany, and we put a lot of emphasis on renewable energy. She is now steering around. She's putting more emphasis on accelerating the building out of gas-powered plants in Germany. We all know that the wealth of a nation highly correlates with the level of what the energy costs. And she is from the energy industry. She knows exactly what needs to be done. So that is something that needs to be done. Then we have to challenge the bureaucracy. Jobs are being created simply right now in the public sector. We need to make it easier for people to ease into private jobs again, bring out tax incentives in that space, and especially create a future for all these engineers, these young people, basically, that come out of the German universities. And Germany used to be the poster child for mint jobs, so we have to steer that around in order that Wolfsburg and Stuttgart remain basically the mechanical engineering champions and automotive tech centers, and not fade away.
Now, Germany's previous success started with the strength of thousands of medium-sized companies, usually family-owned and referred to often as the Mittelstand or middle class. Has the Mittelstand also weakened? And is that going to be a source of the problem or the solution?
I think that is part of the solution. And I think that the Mittelstand is still basically where the growth happens and where the industrial champions are. Think of robotics, specialized software,
where energy technology, critical minerals, and especially defense, where basically we have record numbers of exports now. I think this is where the solution lies, and we have that Initiative für Deutschland, which was launched this summer by more than 30 large German corporations led by Deutsche Bank and Siemens, and they are basically advocating for private spending to back up the German government debt spending effort on infrastructure and defense that was so prominent before the election. So I think there is definitely a push coming out of that way, and that's what we focus on as well. This is where probably Germany will come out stronger if the government basically is enabled to turn around things.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts on that today, Michael. That's Michael Harbisch from Cantor Fitzgerald in Frankfurt, talking about the German economy.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.